Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Welcome to Power in the Word. Power in the Word. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons. It's a blessing and an honor to be with you on today. God is good and worthy to be praised. I'll just tell you right now that I am tired. The Lord is restoring my strength. The Lord is restoring my strength. We had a wonderful time in the Lord on yesterday. And it's good to be here. It's good to be here. And I'm going to tell you that I love you. I love you. I love you because I have gotten up off of my couch in order to come and do this ministry program on today. So I'm excited about what God is going to share. I know that God is going to share some things with us on today. And I'm just really looking forward to what he is going to do. So let us just dive right in. Let us dive right in. I'm going to begin with prayer, and then we'll move right on into what God is going to say during this next 30 minutes. I want you to know that it is a call-in show, and you can call in at 646-652-4832. I will be more than happy to take your telephone call and to put you on the air. Amen, amen, and praise God. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father God, we praise your holy name, Lord. We worship you. You're worthy to be praised. There is none like you, Lord. Lord, we love you and we magnify your name on today, Lord. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise for everything that you are and everything that you have done in our lives, Father God. I pray for myself and each and every person that is listening on today and ask that you will meet us, Father God, right where we are. Lord God, we need to hear from you. We need you to meet us where we are. So, Lord, we come to you humbly. We come boldly to your throne in full confidence that you hear our prayer and that you will answer our prayer and that you have met us and that you will continue to meet us during this time. So I ask that you enlighten the hearts of the listeners. Give us ears to hear what it is that you have to say. And at the end of this day, we will be sure to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. It's in the precious name of Jesus Christ that I lift this prayer up to you. Amen, amen, and praise God. God is good. Isn't God good? God is good and worthy to be praised. I tell you, I pray that you are having a good day. I pray that you had a good weekend. I pray that the Lord is blessing you right now, even as we speak. Even as we speak, I pray that God is blessing you because, you know, that is his intent, to bless you and to give you a good life. It is God's intent that you prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. It is his intent that you will continue to seek his face. To seek his face in everything that you do, everything that you are. Know that God has a great plan for you, plans to prosper you. I said that already, and not to harm you, to give you hope in the future, and that you will prosper and be in good health even as your soul prospers, that you will increase in everything that you do, that you would have success in every area of your life, that you will continue to seek his face, that you continue to do everything that you do as unto him, and that you would not be so preoccupied with pleasing people, but that you would spend your life pleasing him. And that is my prayer for you on today, that you would spend your life pleasing God, that you would do everything that you do as unto the Lord. And not only that, but that you would have some faith that is crazy. And that's what I want to talk to you about on today. It is a recap from yesterday's sermon. The Lord used me in a mighty way on yesterday to preach about faith and to preach about blind faith. And not only blind faith, but crazy faith. Amen. Let's talk about blind faith for a minute. Just a minute. Blind faith is, you know, basically moving forward when you can't see the outcome that you hope for. Amen. It's moving forward when you can't see the outcome that you're hoping before. All that you know is that you have a vision, you have a dream, you have a goal, and you have a promise. Amen. And you move out in faith on that promise, on that vision, on that goal, on that plan, on that dream. And you go ahead and you move out in faith, believing that you can achieve that thing, believing that you're going to be successful in your endeavor. That's blind faith, believing that God will heal you even when the doctors have told you that you cannot be healed, that there's nothing that can be done, that you're going to basically not make it. And any report that's a bad report, it takes the first and foremost, and just pray for me today. Pray for me. If you want to make this easy for me, go ahead and call in. And I already gave you the call-in number. It's 646-652-4832. And I have explained to you that I'm a little bit weary in my body. Amen. But God is so great that even in my weakness, His strength is made perfect. Amen. Amen. So I don't get caught up on trying to be perfect. I don't have time for that. All I know is that I have to do everything that I do as unto the Lord, and God's going to do the rest. If I move forward in faith, believing that God's going to get me through this 30 minutes that I have committed to every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 12 o'clock noon Eastern Standard Time, if I move out in faith, believing that God is going to put the words in my mouth, then you better know that God's going to meet you and that He does have something to say during this time that we are together. Amen. Amen. But it first and foremost takes blind faith to do a lot of the things that you do on a daily basis. Because how many times have you set out to do something and you just couldn't see it? You couldn't see it. You couldn't see any possibility or potential of that thing happening. You couldn't see yourself doing that thing. You couldn't see it being successful. But you knew that you had a glimpse of the dream coming true. Amen. And that's what you moved out on. And that's all that you need. The Bible tells us that we just need faith of a mustard seed. We just need a little teeny, weeny, eeny bit of faith. Enough faith to say, I can live a better life than this, and you can have a better life. Enough faith to say, I can prosper and be in good health, even as my soul prospers, and you can be spiritually enlightened to the point where you are strong in your spirituality. You're strong in your relationship with God, and you can move forward just on that little bit of faith. Let me tell you something. When you have blind faith, when you're willing to move forward, even though you can't see it, you have some power. You have some power to achieve some great things. When you have blind faith to say, you know what? Like when I came up to do the program, the ministry program on today, I was tired in my body, but right now in the name of Jesus, I feel the power of the Holy Spirit moving through me and speaking through me. You know why? Because I had enough faith to say, you know what? I'm really tired today in my body. I'm weary. It's been a long weekend. But I have the faith to believe that God has something to say through me to someone who will click on to listen to this program, this ministry program on today. And you know what? God is moving right now in the name of Jesus. When you have enough faith to say, you know what? I'm going to move out and do what God has told me to do anyway, even though I'm weak in my body, even though I haven't had the opportunity to get the rest that I need, even though I don't feel like I'm equipped to do the thing that God has called me to do, I'm going to move out in faith anyway, believing that God has called me to do this thing and knowing that if God has called me to do it, He's going to equip me with what I need to get the job done. Amen. Hallelujah. Stay tuned. Stay tuned. God is speaking right now in the name of Jesus. He says, I'm always with you. And people think that they have to manufacture something to get into the presence of the Lord. And I want to tell you right now in the name of Jesus, you don't have to manufacture anything artificial. The anointing that God has for you is right there. The word is near you. It's near you. It is in your mouth. Amen. And it's in your heart. And all that you have to do, and that's only if you're spending time in the presence of the Lord, if you're spending time in your word, I want to encourage you to open your Bible, not just on Sundays and not just on the night of your Bible study, but I want to encourage you right now in the name of Jesus to open your Bible every day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Keep your word with you. Don't go anywhere without your sword. Don't go anywhere without your sword. Keep your word with you and keep your word in you, because Christ said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you can do anything. Amen. You can do anything. There is nothing impossible for you when you have that word of God dwelling on the inside of you. There is power in the word of God, and God, there's the presence of the Lord in the word of God. Amen. Because the Bible tells us in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Jesus Christ is the incarnate word of God. Amen. Amen. The word became flesh through Christ. Amen. Amen. And that word wants to flesh itself out in your life. As you put the word in, when you open your mouth, the word has to come out. Amen. That's when you know a true prophet of God, a true woman, a man of God. When they open their mouths, the word has to come out, because the word has to be in the heart of the Christian, amen, of the man of God, the woman of God, the person of God. And the Bible tells us that out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks, amen. So I want to encourage you to get that word down deep on the inside of you. There's power, there's power, there's power in the word of God. There's power for success in the word of God. There's power for healing in the word of God. There's power for great relationships in the word of God. There's power for prosperity in the word of God. There's power for peace in the word of God. There's power for joy in the word of God. There's power for healing for your soul, your body, your mind in the word of God. Get in the word of God. Get the word of God in you. Amen. Amen. So that that word can begin to manifest great things in your life. And there's power for faith. Oh, you thought I forgot where I was, but I'm in the anointing right now. I was tired when I started, but I'm in the anointing right now. And there's power for faith in the word of God. Amen. Amen. So I want to encourage you on today to get in the word of God, because as you get in the word of God, you will develop your faith muscles. Amen. You will develop in your faith, and you will learn how to exercise your faith. Amen. Because to each man has been given a measure of faith. To each woman has been given a measure of faith. And you have to operate in faith. You have to operate in your faith. Amen. And the reason I'm talking to you about faith on today is because so many of us are missing it. We're missing it in the area of faith. We're not believing. We're going to church. There's so many of us going to church. We're hearing the word. And the Bible tells us that faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. Amen. But the thing about it is that, A, we're not hearing the right thing. Amen. If you're, oh, Lord, help me right now. If you're not hearing the gospel, if you're not hearing the pure, unadulterated word of God, then your faith is going to suffer. You're not going to be built up in the area of faith the way that you need to. So you need to be tuning in to a source. You need to plug in to the source, amen, where you can make sure that you're hearing the real, true, unadulterated, untainted word of God. Make sure that you're not having your word inundated with garbage, or that your word is not having to be filtered through somebody's spiritual junk that they have in the trunk. Amen. If people have issues, what will happen is when they're speaking the word, their word will be tainted by their issues, you know, and it's unceremonial. It's ceremonially unclean. Amen. It's not the pure word of God. Amen. Like the woman who had an issue of blood for so many years, she couldn't be around people, and she wasn't able to interact with people because she was considered to be ceremonially unclean, and God couldn't use her in that state. Amen. She had to make contact with Jesus, and she had to believe that if she would just touch the hem of his garment, that she would be made whole. Amen. And that's what happened. She was made whole, and Jesus said, daughter, he called her daughter of God. Your faith has made you whole. Amen. And that's where a lot of us need to get before we can begin to minister. Amen. I had to get there because I had so many issues and God couldn't use me. He called me years ago. God called me many years ago, but I was still dealing with the dirt from my past that had been cleansed away by the word, because the Bible tells us you've already been made clean by the word of God, but I had not received it. My faith had not been built up to the point that I believed that I was clean. Amen. And there's so many of you who have been cleansed, amen, by the word. The word has made, the word has washed you and made you clean, but you have to get your faith up. You have to get your faith up to the point that you believe that you have been made clean. I'm serious about this. Too many people are dealing with addiction, and too many people are dealing with bad relationships. Too many people are settling for less in their lives because they feel like they're still tainted. They feel like they're still dirty, and they have not received the fact that they have been made clean, cleansed by the atoning blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that was shed on Calvary, and they have not received their salvation. Hallelujah. They have not received their salvation, so they can't be delivered from the demons of their past. Amen. But I want to declare over your life today that if you have received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, if you have received the atoning blood of Jesus Christ over your life, amen, if you have put your life under the blood, and if you are walking with Christ, amen, and if you have a heart to change, a heart to repent, to turn away from the old lifestyle, then you're free, amen. You're free from the hindrances of the past, because Jesus nailed the power of the devil to the cross. He nailed the power of sin to the cross. He nailed the power of your past. I'm going to say it like that. Jesus Christ nailed the power of your past to get you caught up in guilt and condemnation and shame. He nailed that power to the cross and made a public ridicule of it. Amen. So you have to know it and receive it and walk in it. You have to have total faith, blind faith. It may not make sense to you, but you have to believe it with your intellect. Amen. You have to believe it with your mind. You have to wrap your mind around this truth and know that the truth will set you free. Amen. And I'm where God wants me to be, because I said I'm going to come up here and recap yesterday's sermon by way of having something to do for the 30 minutes that I was talking to you. But God came in, amen, because I surrendered to him and took over. Now he's talking to you directly, amen. Someone out there, you need to hear this word for today. And God loves you so much. He said, never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you. I'm always with you. He's right there at your right hand. And all that you have to do is reach out for the Lord. Amen. Reach out for him, and he will make himself manifest to you. Amen. Amen. And praise God. Amen. Call me. Call me. Call me. I'm praying for the day when my switchboard will light up, when you will call me and talk to me about anything that the Lord puts on your heart. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons. I'm a pastor with my husband over at New Creation Christian Ministries in Elizabeth, New Jersey. And my number is 646-652-4832. And I would love to speak with you. I'm here Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 12 o'clock noon until 12:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you can call that number any of those 3 days between those, that 12 o'clock and that 12:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time hour, 646-652-4832, and talk to me about what I'm talking to you about. Talk to me about the power of the word in your life. Give a testimony. Give me a scripture. Encourage me in the Lord. Amen. Or email me. You can email me, and I'll read your email on the air. I will read your email on the air. Power in the Word 1. That's the number 1 at yahoo.com. Power in the Word 1, the number 1 at yahoo.com. And I'm feeling good right now. Amen. I can talk to you for about another hour. Another hour, but I only have about another 10 more minutes. And I'm feeling the presence of the Lord right now. I love God. I love him so much because he never fails me. He never lets me down. He never forsakes me, amen. And that's what the Bible talks about in the book of Hebrews, when he says, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you, but lo, I am always with you. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. But I'm talking to you about crazy faith on today, blind faith, total faith, having your heart, your mind, and your soul reaped in faith. Amen. And saying, you know what? I know what it looks like. I know what they said. I know what my bank statement says. I know what the bills on my counter look like. It looks like a mess. I know it looks like a mess. I don't want to open the mailbox sometimes because I don't feel like I can handle seeing another bill, especially when I weigh my bills against the money in the bank. I know that some of you are there. You're right there. You're right there. You're right there. But I want to tell you that you have to have that crazy faith to believe the Bible. When the Bible tells us in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, it says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else will be added unto you. That's everything that you need. All of your needs will be met. God will meet you right where you need him to meet you. Amen. Let me just break it down like that. God will meet you right where you need him to meet you. He will be there as long as you are seeking his face and his kingdom first. Tear down the high places. Back in the day, the Israelites went up to the high places and they worshiped other gods. They had idols that they put on these pedestals, and they worship these idols. And God is saying that no man shall stand in my place. No man shall stand in my glory. I am the one who will get the glory in your life. I am the one who will get the glory out of your life. And God wants you to know that he is God, and he is still, because he tells us that he does not change. He is still a jealous God, and he will not allow you or me or any of his children to put anyone or anything ahead of him. Amen. You can do it, because Paul tells us that everything is permissible. Everything is permissible, but not everything is beneficial. Amen. You can do whatever you want to do. God is not going to chop off your hands. He is not going to chop off your legs and stop you from doing and going where you want to do and go. But God is going to pretty much block the blessing in your life until you line your life up with what he has ordained for you to line your life up with, amen, which is his word. Until you line your life up with his word, God will not bless mess. I will say it again. God will not bless mess. It seems like evildoers prosper, but really they're headed to the pit, amen, and they will trip themselves up eventually and wind up losing everything. Oh, so what? So what? So what if people gain money and lose their soul? So what if people gain prosperity and lose their families? So what if someone gets a big name for himself and relinquishes his family, his children, and his wife? Amen. Now he has no one. There was a movie there was a saying, Billy Dee Williams told Diana Ross, I believe it was, in Mahogany. He said, success is nothing. Success is nothing unless you have someone to share it with. Amen. And it could have been Mahogany. It could have been Lady Singing the Blues. Those two, Billy Dee Williams and Diana Ross, starred in both of those movies. It's been years since I watched them. But the word is, success is nothing unless you have someone to share it with. Amen. Unless you're walking in love. If you're walking in love, you're going to have people that love you. So many people that love you in your life that it's going to be crazy. Yeah, people will walk out on you. people will leave you. They will abandon you. But guess what? Those people were never for you in the first place. Amen. Those people were never the ones that God had intended to be in your life. You picked those people. But God has some people for you as you walk in his love, as you love him with all of your heart, your mind, your soul, and your strength. And then you love your neighbor as you love yourself. Because, you know, I talked on Friday about loving yourself. Then God is going to line some people up in your life, and they're going to love on you just because of who you are. Amen. Amen. And praise God. Some people who will appreciate you for who you are and not because of what you can do for them. Amen. And praise God. But crazy faith says that it doesn't matter what it looks like. It doesn't matter what people say about you. It doesn't matter what the doctor's report says. It doesn't matter. All that matters is that God said it, and you believe it, and that settles it. All that matters is the word of God when he said you will be blessed. You will be blessed in everything that you do as a result of your obedience to him. He said that you will be blessed in this city and blessed in the country. He said you will be blessed coming in and going out. You will be the head and not the tail, the top and not the bottom. The Lord said that you will be the lender and not the borrower. He said that everything that you do will prosper, that your vats and your barns will overflow. Amen. That your vats and your barns will overflow. He said that everything that you touch will prosper, that you will be like that tree planted by streams of living water, and that you will bear fruit in your season. Amen. Amen. I believe the word of God for my life. He said that his word, as he said, as the rains and the snow come down to water the earth, he said, so is his word, that just like the rains and the snow come down to water the earth so that the earth can bud and flourish, so that it can produce seed for the sower and bread for the eater, amen, and that everything can bear fruit in its season, he said, so that the same way will his word be in your life, amen, that everything in your life will bud and flourish, and that it will produce in its season. It will produce fruit in its season, in a determined season. Do you know that there's already a predetermined season for you to get your blessing? So if you've been waiting on God, I want to encourage you to have some crazy faith on today and continue to hold on to the word that has been planted in you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hold on to the word that has been planted in you. Have some crazy faith to believe that God is going to do what he said he would do. Have some crazy faith to believe that your season is coming, that the seasons change, and that there are only four seasons. There are only four seasons in this world, and the same thing when the natural happens in the spiritual. Just like you have winter and fall, spring and summer. Fall, winter, spring, and summer. In the natural, you also have fall, winter, spring, and summer in the spiritual. Amen. And those seasons in your life will change. But guess what? Your season for harvest time, amen, will come around again. The springtime is the time to plant. And the summertime is the time to make sure that you keep plenty of water, that you continue to pray and water what you have planted so that it doesn't dry out and die. Amen. And then you have the harvest time, amen, which is the fall. Amen. That is the time for you to reap the benefit of your labor. So hold on. And then the winter time comes. And make sure that you don't die in the winter, because winter can be cold. And some of you may be in the winter time in your life right now, but I want to encourage you not to die in the winter. It may be snowing in your life right now, but guess what? Just like the rain comes to produce something in your life, so does the snow. I don't know if you caught that. I want you to catch it. Just like the rain comes down to produce something in your life, so does the snow. Amen, because they both equate to water, amen, to come to water the earth, amen. So something is happening in your life if you're in the winter time, in this this springtime season that we're having in the natural, but if you're having a spiritual winter, I want to let you know God's getting ready to bless you in a mighty way. Amen. And you might as well get ready for harvest after this winter. That's a word to you right now. You might as well get ready for your blessing, because it's not a natural thing right now, but it's a spiritual thing, and it's a supernatural blessing that God wants to bestow upon you. I'm out of time. I want to say God bless you. I want to say God bless you. I want to encourage you to have some crazy faith, to believe God against all odds. Believe God. Believe the word of God against all odds. I'm not telling you to tune in by osmosis. I'm telling you to open your Bible and receive the word of God for your life for this season. I guarantee you that God will speak to you. And continue to tune in on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to Power in the Word. Tell somebody about this powerful ministry program and let them be blessed as well. Tune in Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 12 o'clock, from 12 o'clock until 12:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'll be here. Will you? Oh, go ahead. Go ahead and tune on in. And remember to make the most out of every single opportunity. Also, remember my brother. Remember my sister. That God loves you. And so do we here at Power in the Word. Peace.